never entered my mind. Old Jeremiah walked down to the valley of the son of Hinnom, stood at the east gate, and he spoke what Yahweh had given. He said, they have built the high places of Baal to burn their children in fire, which I commanded not, nor spake it. It never entered my mind. Leviticus 18:21, do not pass your seed through the fire to Molech, and death was Yahweh's penalty for any practicing it. And yet on Sunday morning, from 1,000 pulpits wide, they say God himself will do it forever. What God condemned as vile, it never entered my mind.
That is what Yahweh testified.
Yet the churches say he'll do forever
what in Hinnom he condemned. To place the evil in his nature
is no mere doctrine misdefined.
It is blasphemy against his name.
It never entered my mind. Webster wrote in 1828 what blasphemy implied, attributing things to God that his own nature has denied, denying what belongs to him or charging him with what is vile. By that measure, burning hell has blasphemed him all the while. And who designed the doctrine?
Hear the pagans testify.
Polybius said, unseen terrors keep the restless crowds in line.
Fear and fables rule the masses
when mere reason could not do.
The architects admitted it.
The churches preach it still as true. It never entered my mind.
That is what Yahweh testified.
Yet the churches say he'll do forever
what in Hinnom he condemned. To place the evil in his nature
is not doctrine poorly defined.
It is blasphemy.
It never entered my mind. Moses was raised in Egypt, where infernal tales were known. Then Yahweh gave his judgments, every word engraved in stone. Yet never once he warned his people of an everlasting flame. No law, no prophet, no commandment ever taught it in his name. A high church official hid his doubts in guarded Latin prose.
Whatever you conclude, preach hellfire.
That is what he chose.
Especially to those of lower rank.
Then shielded his own shame
and called its translation evil,
lest the people learn the game. Come out of her, my people. Revelation 18:4.
Mystery Babylon is full of blasphemy from floor to floor.
The load-bearing wall is burning hell.
The fear that fills the pew.
The fear that keeps the tithing coming.
Keeps the preacher paid in full.
But the window still is open,
and the key is in the text.
Death and hell,
cast into the lake of fire,
meet their end. This is the second death. Revelation 20:14.
Not immortal souls,
forever kept alive to burn and scream. He said, I will be thy plagues, O death, I will be thy destruction. The second death is permanent.
It's final, it is real.
But the wages of sin is death,
not burning.
That's the deal. It never entered his mind
to burn his children in everlasting flame.
What he condemned in Molech's temple,
the churches charge against his still.
Pagan sages taught of hell
and man's immortal soul.
Catholic Rome preached a lie
to keep the
come out of her, my people. Do not blaspheme his name. Babylon imagined it. Greece gave it philosophy. Rome turned it into power. The poets painted it. The crown appointed the translators. The established church governed their work. and four different words with four different meanings. Sheol, Hades, Gehenna, Tartaru were forced beneath one authorized word, hell. And the church has placed it in the mind of God when God himself said, it never entered my mind.